Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Catherine, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine, and I'm amazed, number one. I'm amazed at the amount of stuff that you've got to auction off, okay? I mean, it's mind-boggling.
It's huge, yes.
It's huge, all right. I mean, it is huge. So where do you get all this stuff? I mean, you've got like wardrobes and sport coats. You've got Peter Graves sport coat. He was, Phelps on Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
It's going for $300 right now, and I'm like, God, I wonder what size it is.
That's right. It should say in the description what size it is. A lot of, we watch these television shows, right?
Oh, yeah.
We watch them, and they're on the air, and, it's like a little business, and they're on the air sometimes for a short time, sometimes for a very long time. But when they go off the air, they break down the sets.
True.
And they get rid of that stuff and they get rid of the costumes. And, there's just always been this community of collectors who are in the right place at the right time, right? Who know that, the Tonight Show is breaking down its set, right? And so they are there to scoop up the bits and bobs. Mm-hmm. From it. And so, that's how a lot of that stuff still exists, right? Still, and we still know what it is. Like, some of the stuff just goes, back into inventory at a furniture rental place, at a prop rental store, and you don't really know, right, what it was on or what it was not. But some of this, if it gets out and gets in the hands of the collector knows what it is, right, and helps us keep track of these wonderful things.
I have to say, okay, so this auction, which is Wednesday, May 7th and Thursday, May 8th, mm-hmm. you have a name for it, Channel Surfing, the Channel Surfing Collection, which,
uh-huh.
of course, which implies that we're looking at a heck of a lot of TV channels. But, I mean, there's something,
uh-huh.
Do you know how many items in total you have? Because
I think it is less than 700. It's between 600 and 700. I think it's like 660 or so. It's a lot.
And someone might think, and appropriately so, that some of these things are pretty expensive. At least that's the hope. But there are many other things that aren't. I mean, depending on what your price range is and what you're interested in and what kind of show you were interested in. I mean, this, for instance, costs a lot of money, but you'd have to want it. It's the American Idol Season 3 Judge Desk.
Uh-huh.
Signed by Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson. expected to go for somewhere between $6,000 and $8,000.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know that in California and around the movie industry, anyway, at least as far as actors and stars are concerned, there are autograph collectors there
mm-hmm.
in that area in Southern California who keep track of where these particular actors are going to be, and they will converge and show up with things for them, hopefully to get them to sign so they can go sell it on eBay. And it's and it sounds pretty similar, that there's a group of people who keep track of where the sets and the memorabilia from shows that have wrapped, where that's going and when that's going to be there. And then they form this, as you say, this group of collectors, because is that really what the basis of the business is? Do you find that you have repeat collectors more than the odd person who's interested?
Well, they're different communities. So there are there are people who are kind of what we would call serious collectors.
Yes.
Who are maybe buying and selling this stuff. And those are the people who think about it 24/7 and who know that this show is closing down and is liquidating and they're there on the spot. A lot of the things that come to us come from the actors and the producers themselves, right?
Really?
A lot of times people, either their estate or the person themselves, like, I have all of this stuff from my career.
Right.
It's just taking up space in my closet. You know, hey, Julian's, will you sell this for me? So some things come from that. And then some things come from the kind of one-off. You know, I bought this one thing at a charity auction, or I bought this one thing, you know, a while ago, and would you sell it for me? So they're kind of three different buckets of sources, let's say, of property.
So this is a auction that will be held live and online. How is that going to work?
Well, if you're following along on julians.com right now, it looks like an online auction in the sense that you can see the lot, you can see a photograph of the lot, you can see the lot description, and if there is early bidding, you can see it. And if you bid, right, you can engage with other people that's bidding right now. So it's right now, up until the sale day, it looks like an online auction. But on the, you know, on the day of the sale, and we're so big, you're right, it's 2 days, then it converts to a live auction. So all of those bids that have taken place early, that's where the bidding starts. And then the auctioneer opens up the bidding and takes other bids that, and they can be from people who are still on the internet, or you can be on the phone or in the room. And he continues to take bids until there are no more bids, and then he hammers it down and sells it finally. So it's a hybrid sale. It's a little bit of the kind of online only that people know and love, and then it's a little bit of the traditional live auction with all the razzle dazzle.
And it's also, it encompasses almost the entire history of television. I mean, from the 50s and 60s, up to the present. I saw that there's something from The Handmaid's Tale. I mean, that's only been on for what, 6, 7, 8 seasons at streaming?
It's still on, right?
Yeah,
American Idol, still on. Survivor, still on, yeah.
I have a relative at work who's in Handmaid's Tale. What is the item that you have? Do you remember? Do you know?
We have a couple of things. We have one of the, you know, the red cloak gowns that the handmaids wear, right? And it's a very complicated. It's complicated. There's like a frock underneath, and then there's a cape that goes over, and then there's like a tube. The hat is sort of complicated too.
Oh, so you've got the white hat with like the wings, so to speak.
Yep.
Oh, fantastic!
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And then I think we have one of Aunt Lydia's dresses, and then we have and something from one of the infants, right? Like a child's costume.
Boy, who doesn't want one of Aunt Lydia's dresses? Come on.
I know you'd be set for Halloween for the rest of your life.
Oh man, is there anything you want to add about this that I haven't asked you about that you want to bring in to our conversation?
I'm glad you noticed that we're kind of covering the history of television, because that's what we're really trying to do. And we tried to get, we have almost every genre, right? From westerns, there's like variety shows and reality TV and sitcoms and science fiction and crime shows and comedy, and, you know, just like a little bit of everything. And it really makes you realize, you know, how rich television history is.
True. You know, as a matter of fact, as you were saying that, I was thinking, even if you didn't want to join in on the actual auction, just taking a look at what this collection has is really quite astounding. This is all at Julian's Auctions. Wait a minute. What is the website people should know?
I don't want to get it wrong. I think it's juliansauctions.com.
Yes. I hope so.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Well, and I, by the way, I saw the one, I saw the auctions that you have coming up too, which I'm not going to get into now because they are amazing, including Princess Di and music,
yeah,
and just basically the entire world.
So, yeah. So, those are both amazing. Those are both amazing sales. Yeah.
Catherine, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome.
All right. Catherine Williamson, Managing Director of Entertainment at Julian's Auctions.